New York police say Ishmael Brinsley had been arrested 19 times in his life, most of those happening in Georgia. Brinsley, who's accused of killing two New York police officers before killing himself, had been in and out of the state's custody, starting as a juvenile. Fulton County records show Brinsley was booked 9 times between 2004 and 2010 for crimes like disorderly conduct, shoplifting, and possessing a knife in commission of a felony. He was arrested in DeKalb County in 2007 for criminal trespassing. Brinsley also had an outstanding warrant in Cobb County for violating probation after he'd spent 2 years in custody on charges of possessing a firearm as a convicted felon, among others. Cobb County Police Department spokesperson Sergeant Michael Bowman says police are on alert.
It makes us more cognizant of our surroundings as any event unfolds. You know, everyone's aware of what happened in New York, and we try to be as careful as possible when handling all of our calls for service.
Brinsley had reportedly posted to the social media site Instagram about his intent to kill two police officers. He'd alluded that his actions were in response to the deaths of Mike Brown and Eric Gardner, who both died at the hands of police earlier this year. In both cases, grand juries opted not to indict the officers involved, sparking protests nationwide. Clayton County Police spokesperson Sergeant Angelo Daniel says the events in New York show how dangerous policing is.
It is a difficult, you know, job at best. It only takes a second, you know, for something to go wrong.
New York police say they're still investigating the murders. Michelle Aloy, WABE News.